So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. So text 21 to 26, there is no purport. So I'll just read the translations and then we will read together text 27. Text 21. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, "Then one time, having seen the great disturbances in Brihadvana, all the elderly persons among the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaja assembled and began to consider what to do to stop the continuous disturbing situations in Vraja. At this meeting of all the inhabitants of Gokula, a cowherd man named Upananda, who was the most mature in age and knowledge and was very experienced according to time, circumstances and country, made this suggestion for the benefit of Rama and Krishna. He said, 'My dear friends, the cowherd men, in order to do good to this place, Gokula, we should leave it because so many disturbances are always occurring here, just for the purpose of killing Rama and Krishna. The child Krishna, simply by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was somehow or other rescued from the hands of the Rakshasi Putana, who was determined to kill him. Then again, by the mercy of the Supreme Godhead, the handcart missed falling upon the child. Then again, the demon Trinavarta, in the form of a whirlwind, took the child away into the dangerous sky to kill him. But the demon fell down onto a slab of stone. In that case also, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu or his associates, the child was saved. Even the other day, neither Krishna nor any of his playmates died from the falling of the two trees, although the children were near the trees or even between them. This also is to be considered the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Okay, please repeat after me. Yavat Autpatikaha Arishtaha Vrajam Abhibhavet, sorry, na Abhibhavet Itaha Tavat Balan Upadaya Yasyamaha Anyatra Sa Anugaha Yavad Autpatiko Rishto Vrajang Nabhibhaved Itaha Tavad Balan Upadaya Yasyamonyatra Sanugaha Yavad Autpatiko Rishto Vrajang Nabhibhaved Itaha Tavad Balan Upadaya Yasyamonyatra Sanugaha Yavad Autpatiko Rishto Vrajang Nabhibhaved Itaha Tavad Balan Upadaya Yasyamonyatra Sanugaha. Mataji's.
There are so many disturbances. What are we going to do to stop them? What can we do to stop them? That was the topic for the get-together, sabha, grama sabha, all the people, all the men of the village got together. What are we going to do to stop it? And ultimately, one who is very wise, older and respected, Upananda said, we're not going to stop it. Why don't we just go somewhere else? We can come back later. They never came back. But the idea was they could come back later. I remember Ravindra Swarup Prabhu once said about the GBC meetings with Gaur Govinda Maharaj there. The Gaur Govinda Maharaj wouldn't say anything. He'd just let all the people talk. And at the end, when it all finished, he'd say something with the expectation that because he's most senior, they'd just take his word. They let everyone say what they want to say. And then the person who's most respected, after hearing everything, will give his opinion. What do you do if there's some demon? You don't see him, you don't hear him. You know, who it is, because at this stage, there were individual demons coming, but there were also untoward disturbances, it seemed like that. The cart, Putana came, physical demon. The cart collapsed. It's not clear whether a demon was seen or not. The trees fell down. No demon was seen. So they thought, there must be, who's the mastermind behind all of this? They can't trace it. It was Kamsa, actually. But they thought, it's just something we can't control. It's not within our control. So we have to leave. That's the best thing to do. Then they all agreed and they left the very same day. Can you imagine? The very same day, it'll come up now. It says in the Bhagavatam, in the chapter summary, that they left the next day. But I just pointed out to Dravida Prabhu that in the Bhagavatam it says the very same day, so you better change that. That was just in the last week I pointed that out. Then he sent on the conference, yes. Global BBT book changes. We should change this. I don't know how they came up with the next day. The very same day. They didn't wait because maybe they thought, these are terrible things happening. Some Rakshasi comes, then the cart collapses, then a whirlwind demon. I mean, these are really, really bad things, one after another. And they thought, it can happen any time, so let's get out of here quickly. That idea was there, let's go somewhere else. But the disturbances didn't stop. I should learn this, like Prahlada Ananda Maharaj learned the whole Krishna book. But I should learn at least these two lines, because the first two lines I read in Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book, that Vrindavan is such a nice place, but the nature of this material world is that even when Krishna was in Vrindavan, there were so many disturbances. So that's Krishna's pastimes. They discussed that the trees fell down, and by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, every time they're saying it's the mercy of the Supreme Lord, that Krishna wasn't killed. It's his mercy on the demons that they got killed, but they didn't recognize him as the Supreme Lord out of their love. It was hard for them to recognize him as the Supreme Lord, even though there were all indications. Sometimes they recognized. Sometimes. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, sent by Krishna, after Krishna had left, this is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, showing how everyone considers themselves a servant of Krishna, up to Radha, the highest of all. And even Nanda, because Nanda said to Uddhava that we identify ourselves as servants of Krishna. So sometimes they recognized Nakalu Gopina Kha Nandano Bhavan Akila Atmana Akila Dehinam Atmatan Akila Dehinam. What is it? No one knows? Akila Dehinam Atma Drik, something. The gopis also prayed to Krishna that you're not only the son of Mother Yashoda, you're also the indwelling within the heart of everyone. And they would sometimes say, you see, we heard from Mother Purnamasi that the gopis chastising Krishna, that in your previous birth as Vamana, Bali was so nice to you and you mistreated him so badly, and then you have a record of being abusive to women like us. As Rama, you cut the nose of Shurpanaka. So they know. But it doesn't change their mood of pure love toward him. But at this stage, they're thinking he's a little boy. We have to do whatever we can to protect him. The mercy of the Supreme Lord that the trees didn't fall on Krishna or any of the other boys, yeah, that's also his mercy. theoretically it could have fallen on the other boys also, but Krishna arranged that it didn't. So that's true. It's his mercy. And even that whirlwind demon could have caused a lot more damage, just like we hear now in America. It's become a common thing. I think more than any other place in the world, every year they get tornadoes, several. And it causes tremendous damage. Of course, in India we get cyclones, but no one even bothers reporting that hardly outside of India. It's just part of life, practically. I don't know, you didn't get used to getting Chennai flooding and all that. That's something new, is it? But in Bengal, it's just part of life. Every year there are cyclones. Cyclone, tornado, hurricane, tufan, whatever you want to call it. It's just normal like that. And gets reported, this and that, and life goes on. So much damage is there. Oh, that was the point I wanted to make, that causes tremendous, it's not, people are killed, livestock are killed, and there's a lot of destruction. Houses are destroyed, especially in Bengal, where at least until recently, most of the houses were made out of mud. And they might withstand the wind. They might. But when there's a flood, there's no hope, which may be one reason why they made their houses out of mud, because you can just remake them, and it doesn't matter. They'll be destroyed in the flood, but anyway, when it goes down, you just remake them, that's all. It doesn't take too long to make a mud house. And they didn't make very, very big houses, because what's the point of making a big... With a mud house, you can make it as big as you like, why bother? Anyway, it's not going to last right there. That idea is there. But we don't hear in Vrindavan that when there was the cyclone demon, Churnavarta, cyclone means one who makes the grass go round and round, like a hurricane. You see sometimes the dust gets, because the two strong winds, they clash. They're blowing from different directions, and then it goes round and round and round and picks up all the grass and the dust. So you can see coming toward you over the plains. It's coming toward you, the destruction of the tornado spiral is coming. But we don't hear about that in Vrindavan. The tornado demon picked up Krishna and then dropped him down. And just by the arrangement of Providence, who happens to be Krishna, the tornado, it was actually a demon, fell on the stone, so he got killed. And Krishna landed on top of the demon, so the demon did a little service. First of all, he did a little service by giving Krishna a nice ride. It's like children like to go on these fairgrounds. Did you have in Salem any time these, what do they call that? Helter Skelter and what do they call that? The roller coaster. And people like to go. It's some kind of fun. I don't know what kind of fun, but it's scary. You go up and down and around and in and out, and you have the big wheel. You go up, 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 and it goes round and round, fast and fast, and people are vomiting and screaming. So Krishna also enjoyed that fun. So he did some fun, and then when Churnavarta fell down, he did some service because Krishna had a little trampoline bouncing up and down on his body. And his body cushioned Krishna from being damaged. So he did a little service also. Krishna has pastimious pastimes. Srila Prabhupada made up that word, pastimious activities. Look it up in the dictionary, pastimious. You won't find it. You'll find it in the Veda base. It's a word which Srila Prabhupada made up. His Krishna's activities, they're all pastimes. they're all fun. But the residents of Vrindavan, they weren't thinking this is fun. What can be done to stop it? That's what we think, but we can't stop it. In the dispensation of providence, mankind knows no rest. I don't know where that's saying from, but Srila Prabhupada quoted it in one of his early books. It's probably from some English writer, philosopher. In the dispensation of providence, mankind knows no rest. And Srila Prabhupada quoted it, one of his early books. I think that was not one of his books, one of the essays he wrote in Bengali for the Gaudiya Patrika, published from Navadvip, Devananda Mart. Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj had this magazine, so he wrote Bengali articles. And he quoted that in English, and then he gave a whole article about how people are trying to avoid trouble. Can you follow what that means? In the dispensation of providence, mankind knows no rest. It means that fate, we're always being handed out our fate, and we don't get any respite. We don't get any rest from that. And a lot of what we do is to try to avoid trouble. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do about it. Just like now, we don't want to hear that sound from outside. It's not a major problem, but we don't want to hear it, but there's nothing we can do about it. It'll go. What is it? It sounds like political, but the elections are over. Selling onions. I thought it was something political, but then I thought the elections are over. So for now, and then there'll be panchayat elections and then state assembly elections. Or they did it at the same time. Then there's always one election after the other. And the politicians, that's interesting. Now we brought that in. The politicians are always presenting that we will make such a situation that everything will be nice. We'll solve all the problems. It's nonsense. They can't solve all the problems. And every party blames the other parties that you've got the wrong idea. They've all got the wrong idea. The idea that we can solve all the problems is wrong in itself. The Vedic system is there's a king. And there's a very clear understanding of what the king should do, what his duties are, and of what everyone else's duties are. So it's very easy to understand what is right and what is wrong. The politicians aren't only arguing over what should be done to solve the problems, but they're also arguing over what the problems are and the nature of the problems. Just like in America, it's a big issue whether abortion is right or whether it's wrong. It's a huge issue. I don't think in any other country in the world anyone bothers you. Definitely in India, no one's bothered. Though they should be, because it's a grossly sinful activity. But everyone thinks, good, it's good. Stops the population growing. They don't even think about it. No one's even thinking about it. So in Vedic culture, it's clearly understood what is right and what is wrong. And the king's duty, it's understood that there will be bad people. And what is the punishment given to them? It's all clear. Of course, they have their ministers also, because life is complex. But generally, just like thieves, there'll always be thieves. Actually, previously it was more clear because there'd be certain castes who did thieving. And in other castes, they not on a systematic basis, they wouldn't steal. But those who did professional thieves were a particular class, and the British wanted to eliminate them, the criminal castes, they called them. So if you're born in a Brahmin family, depending on you, then you're trained as a pujari or a pandit. Actually, they're all trained as pundits to some extent. If you're trained in a barber's family, you're trained how to cut the hair, trim the hair, trim the nails, go to weddings and do whatever they do at the wedding, and this and that. Give massage, and this and that. And you don't steal, not in a systematic way. You might lift something here and there. Pretty much everyone, not only everyone does. There was a story like that. One thief, he was subject to death, and he was in the court of the king. So he said that, well, before you kill me, I'd like to give you, the king, when in my childhood I was given one vidya, one magic art, and I'd like to teach it to someone, otherwise it'll be lost forever. It's a very valuable thing. So he said, well, why don't you use it yourself? He said, it only works for someone who's never stolen anything. And you can guess the rest of the story yourself. So the king asked all the different people, no, they all admitted we've stolen something. And what about you, the king? Well, before I was the king, I was the prince. Now I don't have anything to steal because everything belongs to me. But I used to steal things also. So then he got free. Clever thief. Thieves, they have to... Pickpockets, that's one thing. But you have to be quite clever. If you're a clever thief, you can get away with all kinds of things. Anyway, let's not talk about that. But just saying that the king's duty, the thief is caught, okay, then you kill him or whatever, depending on the severity of the crime. So it's all very clear. Now it's not clear. And there's this ridiculous expectation in society that by bringing in a certain political system or policy, all the problems will be solved. It's ridiculous. We'll bring this policy and then we'll get everyone employed, or we'll bring this policy and then there'll be no more harassment of women. It doesn't work. It's never going to work. There are always going to be disturbances. Dvabhuto sargo lokesmin daiva asura evacha. There are two kinds of people in this world. One are godly and the other are demons. Demons are always going to be there. And even the godly in this world, they're godly, but they're not gods. We're here because we're not godly. There are some people who, even having a good opportunity to be materially benefited by doing wrong, and they can get away with it, they won't do it. There are still such people. One of my disciples in Velo area, he's retired now, he was a tahsildar. So it's expected when you're tahsildar, that's a local official. So he expected he'll become well-to-do by taking bribes. But he didn't. If you take bribes, no question, you get away with it. Everyone does, it's expected. If you don't take bribes, you're more likely to get in trouble, isn't it? But he wouldn't do it. He just took his salary, government salary, that's all. So there are still such people. But in general, and especially the present age, is by the influence of Kali, everyone's mind is polluted. Whatever you do, we'll make the criminal sentences, we'll make them stronger. But even in the Vedic system, pretty heavy punishment, Srila Prabhupada. Well, Srila Prabhupada said that in Kashmir, I don't know when that was, but the Maharaj of Kashmir at one certain time, he had a strict policy. Anyone caught stealing, cut off their hand. Same as Sharia law. And he didn't have thieves. Probably really intrepid thieves, they get one hand off, and then another time another hand, and they still find some way to steal. But it does become more difficult. And it also, if you see your hands cut off, okay. Now we know. We know it's... That is considered very wrong in the modern age because, well, maybe he could be... maybe he could change and become a non-thief. That was the policy. That's like a branding. Not exactly on your head, but on your hand, just to show. Of course, it's possible to lose your hand other ways also. That's also there. But Srila Prabhupada said it was very effective in stopping thieves. But it won't be fully effective, will it? Because just like they do have that in Sharia law, cutting the hands off thieves, and it's still done, but the fact that it's still done means that people are still thieving. So there's no full policy to stop disturbances. Here, what's being discussed is disturbances from some demon. Some demon, and he has his servants who are working on his behalf. The mastermind behind it all. The best we can do is to try to make everyone Krishna conscious. Improve the consciousness. That's a very big job. Improve the consciousness. Lift up the consciousness of the whole society. Everyone's not going to become fully Krishna conscious. Therefore, varnashram needed. But in varnashram, yeah, there are different levels of consciousness. Therefore, we have Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Even the Shudras, that means low consciousness, influenced by the mode of ignorance, more than others. But not fully in the mode of ignorance. Otherwise, fully in the mode of ignorance means they're completely useless for anything. Or they're fully in the mode of ignorance means then they may be chandalas. They're outside the varnashram system altogether. And then you get really at the bottom of the mode of ignorance, even lower than chandalas, who they don't do anything. They're just, chandalas do something. But shudras, they do things. They're in the mode of ignorance, but they're regulated by the Vedic injunctions. They're within the varnashram system. They're regulated by the mode of goodness. But they're enjoined to be honest. They're not expected to be honest, but they're enjoined to be honest. Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned that, having servants. It was a normal thing in India up until recently. Still now, very common that people have servants. If you have a little bit income above the average, then you keep servants, maybe full-time or part-time or whatever. And Prabhupada said it's expected that they steal. You just have to keep a watch on it and make sure it doesn't become too much. That's all. Otherwise, they expect it. That's just what they do. Don't become too upset about it. And then they'll lie. And it's disturbing, but don't become too upset about it, because then you won't have any servants. If you expect the servant to be perfect in all respects, then you're not likely to get any servant. If he doesn't steal, you may be more suspicious. Ati bhakti chore lokhon. too much devotion is the sign of a thief. He might be waiting for the opportunity to get a big break. Of course, that's more difficult in the traditional society because the servant, you know, where he's from, which village he's from. Say you're in Calcutta, like Srila Prabhupada is in Calcutta or Allahabad, then you know where the servant's from, you know his background, and they don't have any place to run to except Haridwar. Charso biswale waharata. In Haridwar, if you, that's a common subterfuge. Thief is on the run, so he goes to Haridwar and dresses as a sadhu, or anywhere as a sadhu, and then people give him all respect and everything, and you never think that he could actually be a thief. So they're very, very clever. It can be very clever people, thieves, but their cleverness lands them up in hell. Another part of the Vedic culture is that the Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, are regularly recited and there are plays done so that everyone gets to learn. And they get to learn because in the Puranas there's so many descriptions of what happens when you do wrong things and you get a reaction. If not in this life, in the next life. It's going to happen to you. They read, when someone dies, then they read out from Garuda Purana about if you do this sin, you get this reaction, you do this sin, you get this reaction, and so on and so on. So people, they're a little afraid of doing wrong things. But still they'll do wrong things. Still there'll be disturbances. The very nature of this material world is full of disturbances. So we can thank Maya for being who she is. Who is she? She's one millionth of a 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 millionth and some one of those numbers stretching out to the moon with underneath a line with a one on top of Radharani. But she's in this world, she's very powerful. But we are very grateful to her for being who she is, for causing so many disturbances, for these disturbances, they should help if we're regularly hearing the message of Shastra, should help to keep us careful and mindful. They're all that. In Shastra we have chant Hare Krishna, go to Krishna. But on the other hand, there are warnings. You do something wrong, you're going to get a bad result. That was the culture previously. Boy does something wrong, girls don't do anything wrong. Is that right? Girls don't do anything wrong, only boys do things wrong. Is that right? Anyway, he does something wrong, they get immediate karmic reaction. That's supposed to train them. That's for their benefit. So they learn there is right and wrong, and if you do wrong, best thing you should be of good character and don't do anything wrong. Just out of your character. You don't want to do harm to others or do something which is not proper. But if you do wrong, at least out of fear and get a reaction. That's why I often think that Hindus don't believe in reincarnation and karma. Theoretically they do, but if they actually believed in it, then they would behave a lot better. They'd be known in the schools. They have this, what do they call it, moral training or something? Moral science. Yeah, the moral science is jaise karma vaise phal. Yata karma tata phalam. That you learn. Then you don't need to learn in the school separately. It's all part of the education for everyone. Everyone gets education. Everyone in every status of society. So disturbances will be there. The innocent people of Vrindavan thought, let us go somewhere else. It will be better there. In some ways it may be. If you go to another place, you may find your fortune there. People go from the village to the city and say, oh, it's so much better here. You see that? You earn more money and there are cinemas and we have electric facilities. Of course, even in the village now there are electric facilities. And then they're wondering why their children, they don't obey them as they obeyed their own parents. And they can't control their children. Because you came to the city, then what will you expect? It's a different culture. So everywhere has its pros and its cons. And in the city, you get all kinds of respiratory disease. Even now, in Delhi, for instance, so many people pouring in from UP, Rajasthan, and everywhere. Actually from all over India, but especially North India. People coming every day. Recently, just on Ram Navami, we had our ISKCON temple in Rohini. It's a new area of Delhi. It was a village. Now it's a whole new area full of people, mostly from UP, I believe. It wasn't there, say, 15 years ago. People are pouring in all the time. The cities are growing and growing and growing, but people think life will be better. At least I might get some kind of job, or I can do something. Can maybe go door to door selling samosa, samosa. But then you'll find someone's already doing that, so they won't allow you. You have to try and find something new to do, if you have at all an entrepreneurial spirit. But the idea, life will be better. Go somewhere else. Find your fortune somewhere else. But there are pros and cons always, everywhere. So, what should we do? We should aim to go to Vrindavan. Like, that's what they did. They went to Vrindavan. But it's a little different. We should aim to go back home, back to Godhead. That's the idea. They're already back to Godhead. There'll be disturbances back to Godhead also. Actually, in Vaikuntha, no. I was just talking about that with you yesterday. This Aslishava Padaratam Pinashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatam Korotuva. This verse you can't say in Vaikuntha. It has no meaning in Vaikuntha. And everything in Vaikuntha is peaceful, ordered, sober, predictable. Vishnu doesn't crush you under his feet, trample you under his feet, or make you broken-hearted by not being present before you. He's everything. It's just param shanti. People want shanti, they want to merge into the impersonal Brahman, but in Vaikuntha there's shanti, peacefulness, plus ananda. All the senses are fully satisfied in the service of Vishnu. But Krishna's unpredictable, and he does all kinds of things which make his devotees unhappy. It's right there in the last verse of the Shikshashtakam. Marmahatam means, In the core of my soul, I'm killed. I'm just, what are you doing to me? I can't take it anymore. But still Krishna, you're going to be the Lord of my life, whatever. So peace and love don't go together very well. To some extent in Vaikuntha, definitely there's great love for him. In Dwaraka, there's great love, but love to its topmost degree can only be found in Vrindavan, when Krishna, especially Krishna and the gopis, he frustrates them so much, and still they cannot reject him. They do everything for his pleasure, despite his being so seemingly cruel to them. It's inconceivable. It's easier to take shelter of Vishnu. Take shelter, fully protected. But with Krishna, I'm talking about in Vrindavan person. Krishna, he can do anything, anytime. He doesn't seem to mind if he upsets you or whatever. How can you take shelter of such a person? That's inconceivable. That's why it's not generally broadcast. It's all praniya kolaha. It's the argumentation of love. But to outsiders, it might seem something different. In the argumentation, when the lovers are quarreling, they really feel it and they really mean it. But it's all settled up. Dampatye kolaha nasti, dampatye kolaha chaiva, bhavarambe laghu kriya. Rishi shraddha ajayudhe, prabhate megha garjane, dampatye kolaha chaiva, bhavarambe laghu kriya. The rishis in the forest calling, come to our shrad ceremony. So you think, go to a shrad, you get nicely fed. But the rishis in the forest, what are they going to feed you? Some roots and maybe you'll get some fruit. Not this year, you'll only get sour mangoes this year. Rishi, Ajha Yudha. I just saw 2 days ago in Karumandarai, two goats fighting, they're jumping in the air, making a big show, but it's nothing there. And thunder in the morning, and quarrel between husband and wife, so all these things, bhavarambe, it's a big thing at the beginning, but it's nothing. So they may, sometimes Srila Prabhupada imitated, I've had enough of you. I'm leaving. Get out of here. And 10 minutes later, they're just going on like life like normal, as if nothing happened. I don't know if that goes on nowadays. You're more likely to be put in prison. You have to be very careful, literally. So it's like that. The only thing is that in Dwaraka, Satyabhama is like that all the time. She's the only. Rukmini is very peaceful. She cannot imagine arguing with Krishna. Krishna even tries to instigate her, but she just faints. She can't imagine. Krishna says to her that, actually, you made a big mistake marrying me. There's so many kings. Shishupal, he was actually quite good. You made a big mistake. I'm just a cowherd boy, and I'm just a coward. I ran away here to Dwaraka because I'm just afraid of my enemies. And see, all these useless people worship me, all these useless people who don't have any money, they don't have anything. So I think, anyway, it's not too late. you can leave me and go and take someone else. Then she became in a tornado. She became like a banana tree blown down in the wind, just collapsed. But Satyabhama is not like that at all. She's just the opposite. She's always instigating some quarrel with Krishna. Krishna loves her. And the dearest sons to Krishna, says in the Bhagavatam, are the sons of Jambavati. Wife number 3 should be, right? I wonder what they... It's like Krishna's married with Rukmini. No, actually Jambavati should come before Satyabhama. Number 2. Right, number 2, that's it. But in the order, it's always Rukmini, Satyabhama, and then Jambavati is number 3. Then Kalindi is number 4. But we see Krishna, he's already married to Rukmini, then he vanished. He vanished, went down some dark hole and wasn't seen again. And everyone in Dwaraka was really upset. Really upset with Satraja. What have you done? Blaspheming Krishna. Now he's lost. So they went to pray to Durga, and she personally told them, don't worry, he's coming soon. And then Krishna came right then, arrived on the spot with his new wife. Not only did he come back as if from the dead, but I've got a new wife, and everyone is just normal. He's like a king, he's going to have another wife. Okay. All right, no problem. And then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How many more? 16,100. All at once. He married them all at once, all at the same time. It has to be the auspicious muhurta, right? You can't wait for 16,100 auspicious muhurtas. So he did it all at once, expanding himself into 16,100 forms. And then Devaki and Vasudeva, they also expanded themselves because they also have to be there. So these are the pastimes of Krishna. Enjoy. What is the purpose of life? Mike Robinson asked Srila Prabhupada, to enjoy. I'm sitting there, really? Yeah. Enjoy. Bhavo Shadat Chotra Mano Birama. It gives great pleasure to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. So build your temple, distribute the books, and let people hear about Krishna. That's what it's all for. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And now back to the world of disturbances. But we're all doing it for Krishna, right? There'll be so many disturbances that we cannot avoid. But it's all for Krishna. Even, you see, Krishna was living very peacefully with Rukmini, but he tried to create some disturbance. There's no fun without disturbance. How can you be a valiant king unless you go out and kill some people and subdue the enemies? You can call yourself the great king, conqueror of all, you can give yourself all titles, but you actually have to prove it, right? You have to actually do it. This Virat Kumar, he was boasting, oh, Kauravas came? Ha ha, don't worry, I'll look after them. And all the young boy and all the women are saying, great, great, go out, go and do it. And then he went out and he saw the army. He thought, wait a minute, I'm running away. And then the eunuch, dressed in a sari, caught him. No, no, let me go. I don't want the kingdom. I'll run away. I won't be a king. Okay, you drive. You drive. I'll fight. You're just a eunuch. I'm not a eunuch. I'm Arjuna. Arjuna was in ecstasy 13 years, and the first thing he can do after 13 years of the last year as a eunuch, the first thing he can do is fight with the best fighters in the world. And he smashed them all single-handedly. Bliss! Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment? Protest? Not enough philosophy today? Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhya starki parasindubhya. Dhyanidaya Trinakam Padayana Padayana.